Hello, this is John Allsop and welcome to the Internet Marketing 5 a Day. Today we're going to be mostly talking about this story. This started out by me looking out for stories about RFID. And the idea is that every product and actually every banknote, not that banknotes will be around for a long while, but every product you buy will have an RFID tag, and it will be trackable from a distance, and so shops can tell, for instance, a clothes shop can tell whether you're wearing clothes from their shop that you bought, you know, a year ago or whatever. You know the Minority Report film, a lot of the publicity around that was around how they'd spent a lot of research time getting the future of technology right. And so there's this scene of Tom Cruise walking into, I don't know whether it's a shopping centre or something, and there are lots of ads kind of going, "Hi Tom, nice to see you again," that kind of thing, giving personal greetings, because they recognised him, because they recognised what he was wearing. And so you could, in the future, wander into a shop and it could say, a screen could say, "It's about time you bought new underwear." So that's the bright future that we're kind of headed for. And the interesting thing about that is this idea of tracking and the kind of moral implications of that. And tied with that are developments in the internet, whereas now we have a shortage of internet addresses. The future of the internet provides an address sufficient for every atom in the universe, I think I've read somewhere. So there's going to be plenty of internet addresses, you know, in the future. And so, essentially, your underpants could have an RFID tag in them, could provide a number, and your underpants could have their own presence on the internet with their own history, and so on. Now, there are huge kind of moral implications with this. The lovely thing about the internet originally was that it was something that the people created and embraced and did things. You know, they took it at, took it upon themselves, and they built the internet. Essentially, built the web, not the internet, but built the web, built the content of the web. RFID is not going to be something that we, the people, have access to. It's going to be information that companies have access to and governments have access to. And unless that's made open, we're not going to see it. So it's a new kind of surveillance, really. Albeit that if you kind of say, well, business is good and companies are good and they only want, you know, I'm quite a fan of customization. I like the idea of, as I've said before, walking into a shop and it's saying, "Well, I noticed that you only buy size 14 shoes, so we have some size 14 shoes in here. Brilliant." But obviously, there are people who think that companies have more sinister intent, and and are led only by a profit motive and not actually by caring for anything else. So there's you know, that whole argument is coming. So anyway, park that. My relationship with New Balance trainers. So I have run a marathon once. I don't go running now, but I do intend to get back to it. And at the time that I started, I was I'd subscribed actually to a fantastic magazine called Ethical Consumer, which EC underscore magazine is their Twitter handle. They are kind of like Witch, but they look at things from an ethical point of view. So I read the one about trainers when I needed to buy some trainers, and they introduced me to New Balance, and New Balance was a brand of trainers that was ethical, because obviously we've all heard the stories of sweatshop labour and so on. So now New Balance is clearly a brand to watch, because they're doing battle against some serious marketing people, and they need to make their mark. So I had them down as an ethical green provider of trainers, of quality trainers. I mean, they really worked for me. They were actually my preferred trainer out of all the different ones that I used. So that's where I had New Balance locked in my head. That was my kind of brand relationship with them. So I go looking for RFID, and there's a story, if I just find it, I can summarise it. So there's the Boston Marathon, which I think it said was held on Monday the 16th of April, 2012. And the New Balance shop in Boston is near the finish line of the Boston Marathon. And around that week, they held a promotion. And they had a wall in the shop on which was displayed, I think it says, 12 different trainers from New Balance. And attached to those trainers was an RFID tag. And if you picked up one of those trainers, it, first of all, the back office systems recorded that that trainer had been picked up. And secondly, it triggered a video display of the features of that particular trainer. So that's kind of cool. That's a bit like an interactive website, but you've actually got the product in front of you. You've got the physical product in front of you. So that's kind of interesting. Also, they took out, I think, 6,000 giveaway prize cards around the time of the marathon, and they handed them out on the streets. Each of those had an RFID tag in them. And so when people brought them back to the shop to find out what they'd won, then the system knew where the card had been handed out and who'd handed it out. And also, because they had to check in, or the idea was that they checked into the shop first to find out what they'd won and then wandered around the shop could see how long people spent in the shop. And then they wanted to analyse things like, well, does interest in a trainer, signified by the movement of the trainer, i.e. somebody's picked it up and looked at it, does that translate into sales? That sort of thing. And just looking at the picture, if you follow the link and look at the article, you've got two columns of trainers. Was it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 rows? So you've got 12 trainers. And the different colours. So my eye is drawn to the orange one, the bright orange one. And also we know from supermarket layout that the trainers at the bottom are not going to be picked up as much as the trainers at eye level. So I'm kind of curious about this. It's a really interesting case study. And, you know, I'm not decrying it. It seems like a hell of a lot of technology, and it would make it engaging. I like the idea of the interactivity of a shop. That's kind of curious. And there's nothing wrong with promoting yourself during the marathon. But the problem I've got is it, all right, park all that again. And guys like to measure things. If you want to buy a present for a guy, buy something that measures. Buy a laser distance measurer or a max min thermometer or a Geiger counter, you know, that kind of thing is fantastic to a guy. Guys like to measure things. And this seems like, all right, you're going to gather all of this information. But you couldn't say, if you looked at this with a scientist's eyes, you couldn't say that any of that was valid. None of that means anything. And that's my issue with it. Just by the fact that the trainers are different colours and are different positions on the shelves means that's probably the main thing that people are going to, unless you randomised that, that's going to be the main determiner of whether people pick up a shoe or not. So for me, it's, there's that, is it an adage? I don't know, about, you know, what measures get, what you measure gets done. And this seems like an awful lot of measurement. And personally, and I've been in marketing for, well, since 1980, 1981, I'm not entirely sure what, you know, what's going to come out of that in terms of knowledge, in terms of actual knowledge. You could try and make some jumps, but it's not true. It might help you justify something in the boardroom, but none of it's actually true. So that's just kind of curious. There you go. That's what I think what I'm saying is, if is measure what matters. You can do, for instance, on the on the web, you can do split tests. A version A of a page versus version B of the page, and the only thing you change between A and B is one thing. You change the headline, you change the photograph, change the layout, but you only change one thing, and then you leave it, and it work. You know, 2,000 visitors later, you might be able to say, well, that photograph is better than this photograph, and that's all you can do. I mean, you can do multivariate tests if you've got more traffic, but you know, that kind of thing works. This is all very, very messy. This shop. So I just think it's a surfeit of guys wanting to measure things and thinking that they're in control. And what's just come out of Groundswell, a book about new media, you can hear me leafing through it now, is, let me just find the quote for you. Businesses and other institutions are built on control. And the groundswell, that's social media, me and you messing around, passing recommendations about, weakens and undermines control. Groundswell phenomena like unhappy customers posting videos on YouTube or Twitter don't fit well with corporate PR and marketing plans. And so this business about measuring people picking up trainers, you know, and all the great data that's going to come from this feels like a kind of a miasma of data that gives the idea of control, whereas actually the real story is in going out and talking to people. It's the soft stuff. And this is a battle between, and I'm going to get myself into a mess here because I can't remember the terms, but the two different types of academic research. One is about gathering lots of numbers and having a large bunch of people to test so that it's statistically significant. and the other is going to talk to one person or five people who've had a brain tumour and working out what the themes are from all of their experiences. And marketing is much more on the soft side, but guys like measuring, like numbers. And I think that whole thing all ties together and is a problem. Having said that, I will end today by pointing you in the direction of gapminder.org, which is Hans Rosling's website about data. So if you fancy having a look at statistics about the world and playing with the data, then that's a fantastic website to go and kind of explore. I'll leave you with that. That's today's Internet Marketing 5-A-Day, and we will meet again tomorrow. Thank you very much for... Bye.